Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Let's go back to Random Acts of Kindness, which we were talking about there last week. Let me give you Mike Barry. Mike, good afternoon. What happened?
Joe, how are you doing?
Good.
I tell you, Joe, it was last Saturday week.
Okay.
I was up in Limerick in a match, and I just texted my wife saying, look, I'll be home about half six. And she replied saying that we're in trouble, that she locked herself out of the house.
Oh, good luck.
No keys. Across the road while she's walking the dog. So I came back and I thought, see, could I get in? I couldn't. So I just Googled on my phone, locksmiths Cork. And the first guy I rang, and he said, look, Jesus, I'm going out for dinner tonight. He said, look, give me 10 minutes, I'll call down to you.
Okay.
And in fairness...
And remind people what time this was and what day.
This was last Saturday week.
A Saturday, exactly.
Yeah, it's about 6:30, 7:15.
Okay.
And the guy, Morgan is his name, he said, look, I've just had to change, had a shower. I'm going out with my wife for dinner. Look, I'll do it. I'll be down in 10 minutes to you.
Fair play.
And in fairness, he came down and he tried something. And eventually he got at the door open. And I was delighted because 2 years previous, somebody had tried into our house and they had found a key somewhere and the key broke in the lock. And I had to get a different locksmith. Same thing, I just Googled. Excuse me. I just Googled it. Mm-hmm. And the guy came and then he was here about 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. And he charged me €120 for it. So I said, here I go again. So I said to Morgan, look, what do I owe you? And he said, no, you owe me nothing. He said, it's Christmas. He said, it's just a good deal. I can do it for you.
Fair play.
And heard of the guy, never met him before. And luckily, I had a few quid in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And reluctantly, he took it.
Yeah.
And... what I thought was wonderful.
Okay, well then, you've never met him before and you might never meet him again, but you'll hear him again because he's on the other line. Morgan O'Donovan, Morgan the locksmith, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe, how are you?
Okay.
How are you, Morgan?
How's it going?
And you had a good evening out with your wife, I hope.
I did, I had to sneak out.
Good man, good man. And how long have you been a locksmith?
27 years locksmith, you know, this year.
And is that the most common call you get, someone locked out of their house?
It is. We do that. We do. We also actually, if there's a child locked in the car, we'll open it for free.
Oh God! You'll open it for free.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
You'll drop everything, of course.
We'll drop everything we're doing, and we'll come and sort it out.
And how do you open a car?
We pick them. We have special picks. We're regulated by the private security authority.
Well done. And you get many calls for children in cars.
Probably, believe it or not, about 3 or 4 a month.
Wow. Nearly one a week.
Yeah.
What happens?
Especially during the summer. Some of the cars will automatically relock if you don't start the ignition.
Oh, will they?
So what actually happens is they'll open the car, they'll put the child into the car seat.
Yeah.
And by the time they get around and getting into the car, the car is not relocking it.
Oh, and the keys are on
the... the keys have been inside in the car.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That is a nightmare. Your initial reaction is to try and smash the window, isn't it, to get the
100%,
child?
100%, yes.
And I presume, and I say this because... and every operation you've been involved in has been successful.
Yes, they have.
Well done.
We have 100% rate so far.
And what else do you... give me the most unusual locksmithing jobs that you've been asked to do.
I've had a lady handcuffed to the bed.
Talk to Joe. You caught me sideways there, Mark.
I don't think you were expecting that one.
And was this later on last Saturday week night?
No.
Okay, stop that, Joe.
Like
stop it. Tell us what happened, Morgan.
I can't go into that. It was just a funny one.
And do you have a special equipment to pick the pink fluffy hand?
We do. We have a selection of picks.
And do you have a pair of blinkers?
She was afford it at the time, thank God.
And who phoned the locksmith in that occasion?
They actually rang their local Garda station, and the Garda station rang off them.
And can you remember?
But they had the bed dismantled. She was downstairs when I arrived.
What?
Yeah.
Handcuffed to the, what? The
one hand was handcuffed to the, I don't know whether it was the top of the bed or the end of the bed.
And they carried her and the bedstead down the stairs.
Yes.
Why did they carry it out of the...
I don't know. This is...
And could you...
Well, it's the same whether I open the door up.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. And how long did you take to free this woman?
I'd say about 5 to 10 minutes. There, thereabouts.
And did she say anything?
No, there was a lot of red faces, all right. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Did you say anything to her?
Well, I did ask how did it happen, and then I started to blush. It's all in a day.
Have you ever seen the young woman since, do you think? Or maybe, I don't know what age the woman was.
No.
Okay.
No, I'd say she'd avoid me if she saw me.
And did you charge her?
Funny enough, no.
At any stage, we'll finish on this last question and we'll move on to much more serious issues of this Christmas week. At any stage, did she say who had handcuffed her to the bed?
Well, I assume it was her husband.
And where was the key?
They broke it.
Okay.
Yeah.
In there, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. I'll
give everyone a minute's break to let their imagination run wild, and we'll be back with Morgan, the locksmith, after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Morgan, like you say, you'll free children from, as a locksmith, you will free children from cars free of charge. That's a brilliant gesture. Mike contacted us because you arrived at his house on a Saturday night. And as you were due to go out with your partner, and you freed him and got him into his house by fixing the lock, and you wouldn't take any money. When do you take money?
Well, look, we run a commercial business, so we fit locks, we supply locks, we do car keys. If you lost your car key, we can make the key on site.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Even though car keys today are so sophisticated...
Yeah. Yeah, we can make the key inside.
I don't want to buy it. I don't want to be telling people where to buy it. But how do you manage to buy that equipment legally? I know you do it legally.
Look, I'm part of the Irish Locksmith Organisation, and we'd run training courses and that kind of stuff, and we've access then to the car key programming equipment and that.
Oh, super! Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's fantastic. And is that the most common complaint now? Cars, is it?
Yeah, cars will be a big part of the business now.
Okay, and
it's changed over the years.
Do you sell safes?
Yes, okay. We do. We sell and we install safes. We do the whole lot.
And are more people buying safes?
Believe it or not, safe sales went up in the recession.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was that? People keeping
it off a small bit now.
That was the kind of modern version of the Jacob's biscuit tin that people holding onto their cash.
Yeah.
Afraid to put it into banks or whatever, yeah. Mm. And Morgan, did you see that story that's in the British papers today? Bernie Eccleston's daughter, Tamara, she's a celebrity in her own right, so to speak, if that's not an oxymoron. But somebody stole 59 million euros worth of jewellery from her house.
Wow.
No, not just from her house, from her bedroom.
It's incredible, isn't it?
59 million. 50-minute raid. They broke the... having evaded 24-hour security teams that patrolled the street known as Billionaire's Row and Eccleston's own internal security operations.
God,
they broke in through the garden, headed to the safes hidden in the bedroom. Now, can you open a safe?
I can. That's what I started off doing originally.
Did you spend much time in prison, Morgan? You started as a safe cracker.
Yeah. I started off. That's where I
applied
my trade. Yeah.
And how did you get interested in that?
Oh, it's kind of a long with the story, but I was in college doing accountancy,
mm-hmm.
and I used to work for a safe company part time,
okay.
and I just got interested in it, and it took on from there. And I used to travel Ireland, England, Wales, Scotland, and Germany opening safe.
As a job, like?
As a job, yeah. Yeah.
And when do you train to be a locksmith? Seriously,
do. Okay. And we're actually working on that at the moment with the private security.
Yeah, to get a proper validation and accreditation.
Yes.
And is there such a thing there such a thing as locks safe cracking competitions?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There is. Yeah.
And what does that consist of?
Basically, it's a group of locksmiths, and it's whoever can manipulate or pick the lock open the fastest.
And then that's the one the Gardaí arrest first.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever won that? Have you ever won that one?
No, unfortunately, I'm a bit old.
And who's
slow.
Is there the best, I presume there's women at the job as well, is there such a thing as the best locksmith in Ireland?
Well, funny enough, we all think we're the best locksmiths in Ireland.
No.
Yeah, so... But there is very good, it's a very old tradition.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
And did you finish your training to become an accountant?
I did.
Good man.
I did, yeah.
Just wondering, is it numbers that you're obsessed with? You know, the whole thing of...
I just have a fascination with locks. Absolute. Like, we had our locksmith meeting now on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And... we'd sit down and we'd have a look at the new locks coming on the market as part of our training programme.
That's incredible.
But, yeah.
You know what I often wonder, finally, Morgan, because I'm loving it. I often wonder why household locks haven't developed the same technology as car locks. Do you follow me?
I agree with you 100%. And that's actually something we're looking at. We're actually, again, as I'm part of the Locksmith Association, we're looking at bringing in a new type of cylinder that will actually, a lot of the new doors are very vulnerable.
Yeah.
So this new cylinder will actually beef it up an extra little, get up an extra notch or two.
But I mean, if you can open your car with your key in your pocket.
Yes.
Once your hand touches it.
That is coming. That is coming. You will find...
Yes, why is it taking so long for households to...
Because the expense.
Okay.
People, like you can change your lock in your door for about €80.
Well, okay, good point.
If you want to get, we'd say, a Bluetooth lock, they start around about €350 to €400.
Oh, you can get a Bluetooth lock.
You can, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But you know, simple things like I have a Ford Kuga at the moment, and it has this, which I only found months after buying it, that there's if you put your foot under the, on if your hands are full of shopping or whatever.
Your arms.
You just put your foot under the back bumper, and the boot opens automatically. I use it all the time, but like, why can't you get something like that for your hall door?
Well, they're actually working on it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a company called Vanderbilt they're a long way down the road with it. That when you walk up to the door will automatically sense.
That you're there, like in the car, yeah.
Yeah, but it'll work off your phone.
Yeah, of course, everything works off the phone. Yeah.
Everything works off the phone, exactly.
Okay, and how many in your, is this your business? What is your company?
The company is called ADM Security.
ADM.
Yeah. There's myself and a business partner, Gerard, and we've six. So we've five vans on the road.
And there'll never be a strike in your place because they'd never be locked out, sure they wouldn't.
No.
Okay, what a fascinating job. What a fascinating job. And invariably, 100%, what you do is good. What you do is helping people.
Well, we have a lovely job in that we leave people better off than when we find them.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
You know? But there is a feeling of factor in the job.
Yeah, okay, someone else, wait for this. Morgan, you're a bit of a legend. Maud, Morgan O'Donovan, Maud for sure. Text to Joe. I was locked in my daughter's toilet. Morgan arrived and set me free. As I opened the door, He was there on his knees before me. I'm not, obviously you were working on the lock. I'm not about to propose to you was his greeting. Do you remember that?
I do, I do. I think our I think our father tried to open the door with a hatchet.
Good God.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was a grown woman who was locked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How long did it take you to get in there now?
I think around 2 minutes.
Oh, you're brilliant. You're brilliant. You're brilliant. You're brilliant. Where's Nationwide? This is fantastic. You should be on it. You should be on it. Okay. And is there any lock that will defy you, that will beat you, Morgan?
Well, you see, all locks are man-made, so they all take time.
Yeah.
And some take longer than others. You know, so as the new locks get better, we have to invest more time in trying to find our weaknesses.
Okay, you know, well done. Wow, that's fantastic. So, and do the Gardaí use you much?
Yes, we work with the guards.
Yeah, and of course they trust you. Where is it? Okay, someone needs my help, but it's about something that was lost yesterday or found. Morgan, thanks indeed. Morgan, by
no
the way,
problem.
The Herbert Park Hotel have been on. In Dublin, do you know there beside the Aviva, beside the RDS, beside everything in Dublin?
I do.
They say they're currently, no, I'm only messing. They want to offer you a night in the hotel, bed and breakfast, and for two people, plus parking.
Thanks so much.
No fluffy handcuffs.
no fluffy handcuffs.
Is that an open and shut case? Will you say yes to that?
Oh, I will. Thank
good
you
man,
so
Morgan.
Much. My
yeah.
wife will be delighted.
Great.
Delighted.
Great. Well, I tell you, you've been very, pardon the pun, you've been very open about your job. It's fantastic to talk to you. And your random act of kindness are following you around. And is that, Morgan, are those random acts of kindness, which seem to be legion now at this stage, are other people phoning in saying they were one of the families that you got their child out of the car for nothing, and it's your policy, isn't it? If you're rescuing a child from a car, you will not charge. And what is your belief, Morgan? Is that just your background? Is that your religion?
Well,
is that humanity?
I think we all have to be, if we're all a little bit better to each other, I think it pays off for everybody in the long run.
Okay.
You know?
Well done. Well done, Morgan O'Donnell. What's the most important attribute a locksmith needs?
Patience.
Patience, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well
done. An understanding wife.
Our husband, as the case may be. Okay, Morgan, that's Morgan O'Donnell. Mike Barry, thanks indeed. Mike, I'm sorry I didn't talk to you for much longer.
You're okay. That's okay. No, Morgan.
Isn't he fascinating?
Absolutely. And again, I'm a destitute.
Okay, your line's breaking up there. Well, that was Mike Barry who contacted us to say thanks to Morgan O'Donovan, and then we just rang Morgan O'Donovan, and that was the man you've been listening to over the last 20 minutes about one of the most fascinating trades and crafts and skills and professions there is in the country, being a locksmith. Back after this, 51551joe@rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Morgan, like you say, you'll free children from, as a locksmith, you will free children from cars free of charge. That's a brilliant gesture. Mike contacted us because you arrived at his house on a Saturday night, and as you were due to go out with your partner, and you freed him and got him into his house by fixing the lock, and you wouldn't take any money. When do you take money?
Well, look, we run a commercial business, so we fit locks, we supply locks, we do car keys. If you lost your car key, we can make the key on site.
Wow.
Yeah, so
even though car keys today are so sophisticated.
Yeah, we can make the key on site.
And where do you, I don't want to buy it, I don't want to be telling people where to buy it, but how do you manage to buy that equipment legally? I know you do it legally.
Look, I'm part of the Irish Locksmith Organisation, and we'd run training courses and that kind of stuff, and we've access then to the car key programming equipment and that.
Oh, super. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's fantastic. And is that the most common complaint now, cars, is it?
Yeah, cars will be a big part of the business now.
Okay. And
it's changed over the years.
Do you sell safes?
Yes,
okay.
We do. We sell and we install safes. We do the whole lot.
And are more people buying safes?
Believe it or not, safe sales went up in the recession.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was that? People keeping their...
off a small bit now.
That was the kind of modern version of the Jacob's biscuit tin that people holding onto their cash.
Yeah, yeah.
Afraid to put it into banks or whatever, yeah.
Mm.
And Morgan, did you see that story that's in the British papers today? Bernie Eccleston's daughter, Tamara, she's a celebrity in her own right, so to speak, if that's not an oxymoron. But somebody stole 59 million euros worth of jewellery from her house.
Wow.
No, not just from her house, from her bedroom.
It's incredible, isn't it?
59 million. 50-minute raid. They broke the... having evaded 24-hour security teams that patrolled the street known as Billionaire's Row and Eccleston's own internal security operations.
God,
they broke in through the garden, headed to the safes hidden in the bedroom. Now, can you open a safe?
I can. That's what I started off doing originally.
Did you spend much time in prison, Morgan? You started as a safe cracker.
Yeah. I started off. That's where I
wow.
applied my trade. Yeah.
And how did you get interested in that?
It's kind of a long with the story, but I was in college doing accountancy,
mm-hmm.
and I used to work for a safe company part time.
Okay.
And I just got interested in it, and it took on from there. And I used to travel Ireland, England, Wales, Scotland, and Germany opening safe.
As a job, like?
As a job, yeah. Yeah.
And when do you train to be a locksmith? Seriously,
okay. And we're actually working on that at the moment with the private security.
Yeah, to get a proper validation and accreditation.
Yes.
And is there such a thing? There such a thing as safe cracking competitions?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There is. Yeah.
And what does that consist of?
It's a group of locksmiths, and it's whoever can manipulate or pick the lock open the fastest.
And then that's the one the Gardaí arrest first.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever won that? Have you ever won that one?
No, unfortunately, I'm a bit old.
And who's
slow.
Is there the best, I presume there's women at the job as well, is there such a thing as the best locksmith in Ireland?
Well, funny enough, we all think we're the best locksmiths in Ireland.
No.
Yeah, so... But there is very good, it's a very old tradition.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
And did you finish your training to become an accountant?
I did.
Good man.
I did, yeah.
I'm just wondering, is it numbers that you're obsessed with? You know, the whole thing of...
I just have a fascination with locks. Absolute. Like, we had our locksmith meeting now on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And... we'd sit down and we'd have a look at the new locks coming on the market as part of our training programme.
That's incredible. But,
yeah.
You know what I often wonder, finally, Morgan, because I'm loving it. I often wonder why household locks haven't developed the same technology as car locks. Do you follow me?
I agree with you 100%. And that's actually something we're looking at. We're actually, again, as I'm part of the Locksmith Association, we're looking at bringing in a new type of cylinder that will actually, a lot of the new doors are very vulnerable.
Yeah.
So this new cylinder will actually beef it up an extra little, put up an extra notch or two.
But I mean, if you can open your car with your key in your pocket.
Yes.
Once your hand touches it.
That is coming. That is coming. You will find...
Yes, why is it taking so long for households to...
Because the expense.
Okay.
People, like you can change your lock in your door for about €80.
Well, okay, good point.
If you want to get, we'd say, a Bluetooth lock, they start around about €350 to €400.
Oh, you can get a Bluetooth lock.
You can, yeah.
Yeah. But you know, simple things like I have a Ford Kuga at the moment, and it has this, which I only found months after buying it, that there's if you put your foot under the, on if your hands are full of shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
Your arms. You just put your foot under the back bumper, and the boot opens automatically. I use it all the time, but like, why can't you get something like that for your hall door?
Well, they're actually working on it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a company called Vanderbilt they're a long way down the road with it. That when you walk up to the door will automatically sense
That you're there, like in the car,
Yeah, but it'll work off your phone.
Yeah, of course, everything works off the phone. Yeah.
Everything works off the phone, exactly.
Okay, and how many in your, is this your business? What is your company?
The company is called ADM Security.
ADM.
That's myself and a business partner, Gerard, and we've six. So we've five vans on the road.
And there'll never be a strike in your place because they'd never be locked out, sure they wouldn't.
No.
Okay, what a fascinating job. What a fascinating job. And invariably, not invariably, 100%, what you do is good. What you do is helping people.
Well, we have a lovely job in that we leave people better off than when we find them.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
You know? But there is a feeling of factor in the job.
Yeah, okay, you know? Okay. Someone else, wait for this. Morgan, you're a bit of a legend. Maud, Morgan O'Donovan, Maud for sure. Text to Joe. I was locked in my daughter's toilet. Morgan arrived and set me free. As I opened the door, he was there on his knees before me. I'm not, obviously you were working on the lock. I'm not about to propose to you, was his greeting. Do you remember that?
I do. I think our father tried to open the door with a hatchet.
Good God.
Yeah.
And this was a grown woman who was locked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get in there now?
I think around 2 minutes.
Oh, you're brilliant. You're brilliant. Where's Nationwide? This is fantastic. You should be on it. Okay. And is there any lock that will defy you? That will beat you, Morgan?
Well, you see, all locks are man-made, so they all take time.
Yeah.
And some take longer than others, do you know? So as the new locks get better, we have to invest more time in trying to find our weaknesses.
Okay, do you know? Well done. Wow, that's fantastic. So, and do the Gardaí use you much?
Yes, we'd work with the guards.
Yeah, and of course they trust you. Where is it? Okay, someone needs my help, but it's about something that was lost yesterday or found. Morgan, thanks indeed. Morgan, by
no
the way,
problem.
The Herbert Park Hotel have been on in Dublin. Do you know it there beside the Aviva, beside the RDS, beside everything in Dublin?
I do.
They say they're currently... No, I'm only messing. They want to offer you a night in the hotel, bed and breakfast, and for two people, plus parking.
Thanks so much.
No fluffy handcuffs.
No fluffy handcuffs.
Is that an open and shut case? Will you say yes to that?
Oh, I will. Thank
Good
you
man,
so
Morgan.
Much. My
yeah.
wife will be delighted.
Great.
Delighted.
Great. Well, I tell you, you've been very, pardon the pun, you've been very open about your job. It's fantastic to talk to you. And your random act of kindness are following you around. And is that, Morgan, are those random acts of kindness, which seem to be legion now at this stage, are other people phoning in saying they were one of the families that you got their child out of the car for nothing, and it's your policy, isn't it? If you're rescuing a child from a car, you will not charge. And what is your belief, Morgan? Is that just your background? Is that your religion?
Well,
is that your humanity?
I think we all have to be, if we're all a little bit better to each other, I think it pays off for everybody in the long run.
Okay.
You know?
Well done. Well done, Morgan O'Donnell. What's the most important attribute a locksmith needs?
Patience.
Patience, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well
done. An understanding wife.
Or husband, as the case may be. Okay, Morgan, that's Morgan O'Donnell. Mike Barry, thanks indeed. Mike, I'm sorry I didn't talk to you for much longer.
You're okay. That's okay. Now, Morgan...
Isn't he fascinating?
Absolutely. And again, I'm indebted to...
Okay, your line's breaking up there. Well, that was Mike Barry who contacted us to say thanks to Morgan O'Donovan, and then we just rang Morgan O'Donovan, and that was the man you've been listening to over the last 20 minutes about one of the most fascinating trades and crafts and skills and professions there is in the country, being a locksmith. Back after this, 51551 Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Millionaire Raffle is back. Over 4.6 million euro in prizes will be won on New Year's Eve, including one guaranteed millionaire and over 6,000 cash prizes. With our best odds ever, you can win it.
Cool.
Your half-brother can win it.
Excellent.
Your karate instructor can win it. Aye. Your granny who's learning ukulele can win it.
Oh dear.
Even your opera-singing neighbour can win it. Limited tickets available. Pick up a ticket in store, in app, or at lottery.ie. Gift responsibly.
Discover the Hyundai electric and hybrid range for 2020 with a bigger choice of models designed for eco-motoring. Discover the Kona electric, the all-new Kona hybrid, the Tucson mild hybrid, or the all-new Ioniq electric, the latest innovation in our range of eco models. Visit Hyundai.ie to discover our electric and hybrid range, alongside our more eco-friendly Euro 6, petrol and diesel models. Hyundai, the best of all worlds. Discover why.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie. We take the hard work out of finding the best deals. Compare energy, broadband, banking and insurance providers and start saving.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Oh, Peter, Peter, good afternoon. I'm misunderstanding your call as I see it on my screen. You didn't...
All right, Joe. Good afternoon.
You didn't... You've lost something. I thought it was found. Okay, what happened?
No.
What happened?
We went up for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and came home yesterday. And about 12:45...
Above in Dublin?
Yeah. On Connor Street, we got into a taxi. And we took to bus hours.
Right.
And my Gosling was in the back of special needs, and a Christmas gift we got last year. And Joe Smith rugby book and a few other things were in a special bag, and he left them behind him in the taxi.
And is he especially attached to the what's his Nintendo?
Nintendo DS, I think it is.
And
Nintendo Switch.
And he'd recognise his own one, wouldn't he?
Yeah. With a couple of other things that RT guy, Joe Smith rubber book, and key rings and bits and pieces.
Okay. And it was a taxi from O'Connell Street to Bus Hours.
It was, yeah.
And you remember anything about it? Did you book it on Free Now so you'd have a record of it? No?
No.
Okay.
It was a dub. Actually, we talked about boxing. The Michael Collins is the one the other night, and a bit of Dublin football as well. He seemed to be well into the GAA and that, you know.
And what type of bag was it? What's their name?
It was a green coloured bag. Tuchel, T-U-T-H-I-L-L, I think. It could have been on the outside. A green coloured bag.
Now, there are designated Garda stations in Dublin now. Have you checked them? That
I didn't. I got one here for 01. I rang Stowe Street and they gave me 01-666-8066 and it rang out twice.
Oh, did it? Because it's only certain Garda stations. I know Finglas do with that. Now, taxi drivers almost without exception do hand things in. We'll ask around, okay, and it's especially important because, as we've discovered here a few weeks ago, young children that are different become very attached to different things, which might surprise people, and they get deeply upset. So, Peter, we'll do our best. It was yesterday around 12:45, just lunchtime.
Yeah, we got a taxi just by 1 o'clock. We were about 7 minutes in the taxi, and the bus hours dropped us off 2 minutes past 1 o'clock yesterday.
Okay, Peter, we'll do our best. Thanks indeed, and happy Christmas to you. You're welcome anytime. Melanie Barnes, good afternoon. Melanie Barnes, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Melanie, the locksmith.
Oh, I know. I was just listening there thinking, I wish we'd have known about Morgan back in March.
Okay.
Myself and my pal, we were in just part in Liffey Valley Car Park and we were about to go in. We were actually just after, we'd won tickets to the Late Late Show for a random act of kindness thing. And we were going in to get the hair done and we spotted this lady and she was peering in the back of our car and she was like, it's okay, it's all right, Tom, it's okay. So we went over to her and, well, we looked at each other and we said, God, we have to help this woman. Today is all about kindness.
Okay.
So we went over to her and there was her little boy. I think he was only about 18 months old and he was strapped in his seat and he had the keys of her car and the doors had closed.
The baby in the car with the keys.
The baby in the car with the keys. And he was there holding the keys, not a bother on him. Oh. He was grand and it was...
What was the weather like?
It was the first kind of warm day and she had been inside in Liffey Valley. So the car was warm. Now, the lucky thing was the window was down a small bit, like a tiny bit. So we started gathering all sorts of like umbrellas and sticks and everything. And we were trying to prize the keys out of the baby's hand with sort of a hook.
Okay.
Anyway, we tried for ages. Eventually, I rang Lucan Garda Station and they were great. Lovely. Two very young guards came up and they were kind of flummoxed as to what to do. And we were like, can you have one of those like break glass things? Could you just break the window for us? And they didn't want to. Because obviously they were afraid, you know, they wanted to protect the baby safety. Mm-hmm. But the mum, Siobhan was her name, she went by Shawnee, and she was like, you know, when you'd be in a panic, you wouldn't really know what to do. She didn't know what to do. And she was looking at us going, what will we do? So anyway, the two guards, they said, we'll have to ask the duty sergeant. So lo and behold, the duty sergeant came up and... Mm-hmm. I said to the duty sergeant, do you have kids? And he said, yeah. I said, what would you do? He said, I'd break the window. So with that, anyway, the mum said, grand. So they broke the front window. Mm-hmm. And we all distracted the baby.
What do you mean, the front, the side window? Not the
passenger window. Oh, okay. So the baby was behind mum, and the driver.
And you
we distracted the baby, and they broke, and he smashed the glass with one of those, you know, like in a car, you know, those little hammer thing you see in a train or a bus.
You tap.
Or no, maybe it was his own little baton. I don't know. Anyway, but it was one of those, and it was a clear break, and the sergeant climbed in, got the baby out, and hugs and kisses and crying and the whole lot. Photographed with that lovely lady, and yeah, we never forgot her. She was lovely. She was in such a panic, though. Lord, it was awful.
It's just, I can't imagine a worse form of panic, your child getting trapped in a car, especially in a warm
day. Oh, I can't either. Like myself and my pal, we both have kids, and I literally just strapped my son into the car there as well. And I was like, oh, if that happened, you'd just...
And have you ever, I've never heard of this Morgan O'Donovan of, I don't know, I forget the name of his company, it was AMD, I think, locksmiths in Cork, but they have a policy. That company in Cork have a policy, and they said they're called out up to four times a month, once a week. They have a policy that they do not charge to free children from cars. Isn't that magnificent?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Isn't that magnificent?
Yeah, it probably happens more than we all realise.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so easily, especially with these new cars, the way that it automatically locks on you.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, the guards in Lucan were absolutely brilliant.
And what was the random act of kindness you ran the Late Late Show for?
My friend Niamh, she rang in for me actually. She had gone through a bit of a tough time, and she didn't get to make it to my wedding, and she wanted to do something nice for us, for the two of us. So she wrote into the Owen McDermott Show, and Owen arranged for us to go to the Late Late Show. That's what she asked for the two of us.
Okay.
So off we went to the Late Late Show, and we rang. Peter Mark, and they very kindly gave us a blow dry for the day, and we got the makeup done, and we went off, and we had a great all night.
Well,
the green
Melanie.
Room, and it was brilliant.
Oh,
yeah, it was
fantastic,
great. Yeah,
fantastic. Oh, come here, Melanie. What's Ryan Tubridy really like?
Ah, he was great. He was
gorgeous in real life.
Well, now I have to say he was working. You know,
he was very much
in work mode, but. Yeah. He was very, very nice. He spoke to us during the break.
Did you see him on the Thai show a few weeks ago?
Oh, it was just brilliant.
Can you imagine anyone else in the wide earthly world doing that job? How well he did it. Wasn't he magnificent?
No, I mean, like, if my kids are kind of old enough to understand the Late Late Show from last year. They actually think that Ryan Tubridy is the greatest showman. They think he's the same person.
He's the greatest show-off. We know that. But he is.
He's a great showman.
He's brilliant.
And this year's show, it was so good.
It was
so good. And it was all about kindness as well.
It's called, we were putting together our top 10 highs and lows of this year. You know, the vote we have next week on the eve of Christmas Eve. This is a week, actually. And one of the nominations was the children of the Thai show as the best thing of 2019. Anyway, Melanie Barnes, thanks indeed, Melanie. Safe travelling. Another random act of kindness. Stay listening to this, Melanie. Joanna, Whitewater Shopping Centre in Newbridge. What happened?
Well, it wasn't Friday gone. The previous Friday, my second daughter, she's 19 years old, she was in shopping with her dad, and she just heard her name being called out over the intercom and went to the front desk to discover her purse had been handed in, her purse that she had left out of her hand in the toilet there in Whitewater, literally minutes before she heard her name being called out. She went to the desk with the dad. And
she's wondering, is the money still in the purse?
Well, when she went to the desk...
How much was in the purse?
She kind of didn't really want me to say, but there was €600, Joe, in cash.
Okay.
In the purse. She's a university student just down in Maynooth and was working part-time in the outlets here in Kildare coming up to Christmas. And she had, it was probably every penny that she owned. But when she got to the front desk, there was such a short length of time between losing the purse and getting to the desk, she didn't even realise why she was being called. And she was easily identifiable because all of her student ID and all was in the little wallet. And the dad asked, would it be possible to leave something for the lady at the desk? And they just said no, that the person who handed in the purse was quite adamant that they wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
So just basically, we know this lady made a great, kind and honest gesture by handing in the purse. And we also learned a very valuable lesson from it, that we know now how devastating it would have been for my daughter if her purse hadn't been handed in.
Basically,
we learned a lesson of the right thing was done, Joe, and basically...
And Joanna, in turn, your family, you and your family will do the same for someone else. That's the way
to
repay.
That's the point I'm trying to make, that I spoke to my four daughters, I've no sons, and I just said to all my girls, we know now how grateful we feel for this woman.
Yeah.
And well, we'd always encourage our children anyway, Joe, to hand in things
that didn't
belong to them. But we know firsthand now how grateful we are.
Exactly.
So look, that woman is out there somewhere. I hope she has a happy Christmas. She learned in a time, Joe, when €600 in cash, it's a big ask to ask anyone to hand it in.
Student,
so just a really good Christmas, you know, good spirit and goodwill, you know.
Okay. Well done, Joanna. Happy Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks for all the hours of great listening, Joe. And you are the voice of the nation.
Oh, you're very kind. All
right.
Okay, Joanna. Thanks indeed. Go to Mila Mahogat. 51551. We will be this day week. We're doing our top 10 highs and lows of the decade of the last 10 years, given that we're on the cusp of 2020. And then on the following day, which is Monday, is the eve of Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Eve itself, from 9 to 11 in Grafton Street in Dublin with the wonderful Brendan O'Carroll. 51551. Peter Mann, quickly, Peter, you have 30 seconds.
Your
wallet.
Yeah, I've lost it on O'Connell Street there at the Squire on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Right.
And I live up here in Castleknock, and it was found.
Great.
And by the time I got home, the wallet was here.
How did that happen?
Unbelievable. Because a chap called Keith O'Hanlon.
Yeah.
From Ballybock House.
Right, great.
Him and his wife are walking by the Squire. See my wallet on the ground.
Yeah.
Picked it up. Had a look in it. Seen a card with my name and address. And drove out here to the house. Unbelievable.
Fair play.
What's the chance of that happening?
That's fantastic. Fantastic. And have you spoken to this chap since?
I spoke to him on the phone that evening, obviously, and then I went down to see him on the Sunday morning, but unfortunately he was called away into town, and I spoke to his wife there, a lovely girl, and I just thanked him.
He made his own way all the way out from Ballybock. Well, he was in the city centre when he found it, obviously, but he lived in Ballybock. You live on the other side of the city. Takes you about 8 hours to get from the city centre out to Castleknock if you go during the heavy traffic. That's fantastic, Pete. Do you know his name?
I do, Keith O'Hanlon.
Well done, Keith O'Hanlon from Ballybock House. Fair play to you, man. Well done, well done. More random acts of kindness tomorrow. Thanks indeed.